actually this whole week, and starting with our trip over here on Wednesday, we found out that Coach Valencia's mother had passed away. It was not unexpected, but again, it was one of those teachable moments where we really saw our mortality.
Coach Rick Walker talking about the heart of the team, and there's the things outside of basketball that you just can't get away from. That's part of life, and the team seems to be adapting quite well.
They are. That one case on Wednesday, yesterday, we visited the Discovery School, and the kids just was able to see the life of these little kids, and what they were able to see and give to those kids was very special. And today, you know, I told the guys, we had some teachable moments these last couple days, but today, now I hope you get to reap the rewards that you've been working for. And it came about, and these guys are just a special group of guys.
Well, they've come out strong and confident. Just talking about basketball for a second, no hesitation to put up the shots, they get the early scores, and then similar to the girls' game, you got to feel the heartache for those girls that fought so hard as well. A little bit of pressure from the Broncos brought them back in close, and how the guys respond to that pressure, what did you do to adapt to it?
Well, we just tried to, again, take care of the ball and take advantage of the opportunities that it presents itself. We need to read the defense and make the pass in order for it to happen. But I think that on the boards, just Eric hitting the boards really hard and getting some key rebounds and getting the free throw line along with Lansma. I mean, that's what we've been trying to work on and instilled in the kids so much. The boarding, the rebounds are going to be crucial going down the stretch in order for us to stay in the ball game. And those free throws kept us in it.
You talked before the game about stopping Jay Kratt. You did that. But how about Cameron Stevenson, that slight guy in the blocks, came up with a good, solid performance.
Yeah, we were thinking that he would maybe drive a little bit or do a little more slashing, but he didn't. He posted up, and we just didn't get around him. He's a little quicker than Eric was in the middle, so it was a little slow getting there, and we weren't going down and getting the help that we needed. But it turned out that it worked out fine.
Is it a tough call tomorrow night's opponent playing next? Do you have the guys stick around and watch it, or go home and get a rest and get ready for tomorrow night?
We'll stick around and watch a quarter or two, and then we'll have an idea of what they're going to do, and then we'll go back, get a rest, because what we need to focus on is what we do well and execute that to the best of our ability, and that will take care of itself.
Well, Rick Walker, you, your team, your school doing so many things well. It's a lot of fun to be here at the tournament, isn't it?
It's great to be here.
Well, thanks for your time. Good luck down the road.
Thank you.
Rick Walker, the coach for the Kings West Warriors, prevailing against the Lynn Ritzville Broncos in a very tight game, 48-45, the final score.